Brunson gets it, fires up a three. Shot no good. The tip, it's gone! It's gone! It's gone! With 1.2 remaining, Knicks take the lead. OG Anunoby, and it's 107-106.
Pretty good sequence for that fella. the block, not to foul Fox on, it's like under 12 seconds to go. He's got a run with a ball, loose ball. He deflected it down the court, ran it down, and thought he was going to have, I think, he said afterward, I just thought I'd win the race. Like, he's known for his speed, I guess, Fox. And
his name is Fox, so.
Yeah, right, okay, fast. And Anunoby just did a tremendous job there. Although I did see a screen grab that shows him hacking him right on the arm as the ball is still in his hand. So I don't know. Maybe that should have been a foul too. I don't know.
I mean, that's basketball.
right.
I think it's worse than hockey for officials' randomness.
I think
it's worse than hockey.
That game started, like, I don't know if you said you watched the first half.
I didn't watch the beginning.
The Twitter during the first half of that game, maybe even especially the first quarter, was just Knick fans complaining endlessly about how slanted the officiating was.
Which is probably wrong.
Sure. I don't know. I don't.
Well, it's such a mind-numbing topic. Should officials care about that calls are made pretty much evenly? No. But they do. You would. Because this happens.
Right.
And if you called all the penalties or fouls or whatever on one team, you'd have that problem. And you'd have Warren Sharp with stats about how when the Bills have whoever as referee, they're 1-12 or something. Like,
right.
Well, wait a minute. I'm the referee. And what did I... why is that even a story? Like, I didn't try to... injure them with my calls.
I just called it like I saw it.
So then you get this kind of, you appreciate the understanding that it's going to be pretty even. If you're watching an NHL game, especially a playoff game, and one team gets the first two penalties, you want to bet your house that the next one is going to be on the other team. And it's just like, that's how this all tends to work. And, to have any fan that you can take seriously say that, like, well, it's obviously biased against one team. You just can't even have a conversation with that person. It's just impossible.
Yep.
But I think basketball is worse than hockey for just kind of like, all right, I'm ready. Now's a good time for a foul.
Yeah.
Now's a good time. All right, because I can call it anytime I want. It's like football and holding. Anytime I want. Nope, it's been a while. Haven't called a penalty against this team. I see it. Now's a good time. Now's fine. It's not going to decide the game, right? Because that's bad too. If you call the same thing with, past the 2-minute warning and somebody's driving down 4, well, that's the official deciding the game, obviously.
Yep.
I think it's all pretty obvious and boring to listen to, but, once in a while, you can maybe say it. Hopefully it's okay. That was what was on my mind some of last night, just, All right. We have a goal in the World Cup in the first game. Mexico 1, South Africa 0. This is a matchup, really one of the great rivalries in sports. Brian Koziol versus Brian Koziol in our pool.
He's got both.
It's really hard to separate these two teams, Brian and Brian. But he picked both Mexico and South Africa. So I don't know. I don't know how the points work.
I don't either. I don't either.
I can tell you how the Survivor format works now, because I did 4 Survivor World Cup entries, 2 different tournaments, Kelly in Vegas, and then the Swole Cast. I entered 2 teams in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And they both are the same. It's too late to recommend this because the tournament has just started.
Yep.
But what they have is you pick 4 teams to get through group stage. So you have 48 teams, more than ever, in World Cup. And 32 make it out of group stage. The 8 first place teams, how many is it? The 12 first place teams, the 12 second place teams, that's 24. And then the 8 best third place teams in the groups go to the knockout round.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you have to do in Survivor is you have to pick four teams in group stage, and they all have to make it to knockout, or else you're out.
If one of the four goes out, you're out.
Because I was wondering what will they do about ties, but there's nothing, because all you have to do is advance. The four teams you pick all have to advance. And this will be like
it's not match by match. It's more like the whole first round. Okay,
got right. It's kind of like Joe Ostrowski's thing too, where like Sal got into the late stage in the NCAA tournament, but he had used all the good teams. He didn't have anybody left.
Yeah,
and so the strategy is, who do I pick that I think will advance but won't win after that? And I think there's one team. I don't know. Now I'm soccer guy. Team USA is exactly that.
Right.
Where they might be in an easy enough group and might be just good enough to get through, but then maybe that's it. And so I used them on Survivor because I thought that made sense.
Yep. Yeah, I think the first time we talked about this with Sam, even, he mentioned that, you know, betting them to win it is just like, you know, if you want to do it, knock yourself out. But like, come on, you shouldn't really expect to win that bet. But, you know, group stage, you know, that's realistic. And I feel like I've heard a lot of that around. So, you know, that makes sense. I think if I were in one of those, I would have taken them to get one of my four to get there.
Then we have the work pool. Brian versus Brian today. My teams are Argentina, Croatia, Czechia, and Jordan. Bulldogs are Belgium, Senegal, Panama, and Congo. The Democratic Republic of Congo, by the way.
Yes,
the other Congo didn't make it.
Dr. Congo.
Dr. Congo. And Panama was a fun one on the thread last night. I'm disappointed that I didn't get it right away.
I said to you before we left, this thing, you know, I don't even know what time it finally wrapped up. I stopped looking at my phone.
Maybe 8?
But, I mean, I was done early enough because I was at the bottom, and so by the time round 4, I was quick after I made my third pick. So I was wrapped up. But I told you before we left, like, if this is still going on, all I really want is to get to my next pick, my third pick, and have Panama still available, because everybody else most of the day was – you know, that you tweeted the shot of Messi with the trophy from 4 years ago, right?
In a group text.
Right, in the group text. Everyone was, you know, flags and whatever. And I'm, you know, my first two picks, I'm just typing in the name of the country.
Yeah.
And I saw, I'm looking
old
at the,
school.
This is my process. This is not how you should gamble, kids. My process was looking at the field of teams that were still left, and I went, Panama. All right, I can use the Van Halen. Like, it was a highlight for, well, I actually went to my phone and looked. Like, if I go to the GIF maker or whatever and type in Panama, what comes up? And the second image that came up was David Lee Roth swinging on a line with a boombox up to his ear from the very beginning of the Panama video. I'm like, I'm picking Panama. I want to use this in the group text thread. I don't care if they're going to win. I just want to do this. And fortunately for me, they were still there, and I put that up. And, yeah, I didn't wait that long. I could have waited longer, but I didn't want to hold everyone up. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody was waiting behind me, Brian was waiting behind me to make his two picks and be done.
And he doesn't know what that is,
to? I didn't want to sit there and have, you know, wait for people to, oh, what is this, Mr. Wizard? So I like, 5 minutes went by, and I threw the, you know, I put the answer up that it was Panama.
And that's actually a clip from
the video.
Their performance from the video that song.
That song, the video. It's the opening. I don't even think the song is playing yet. It's just the first, I think it's the first thing you see in the video is him swinging on that line.
Wearing some sort of purple jumpsuit.
Oh, of course. Right.
Of course.
Right. Chest hair everywhere. And
David Lee Roth.
Some kind of goggles on or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So yeah. I was proud of that.
I didn't give you any sort of room to breathe there. Like, much as, you know, I guess I always am like that. I just texted something like, I know you were excited about this, but I still don't get it. I don't know what this is. I mean, I even know countries pretty well, and I still can't figure out what the reference is here. And so you had to do the thing that you hate to do, which is sort of explain it, which is my fault because it really didn't need that.
Again, I don't think it's your fault. I was conscious of that everyone was – I just didn't want anyone to be waiting. That's all.
I tried to draft Hot for Teacher in the fourth round of this draft.
Right.
But apparently they're not in the World Cup.
They're not affiliated with any,
Hot for Teacher
any
did
of
not
the
make
nations
it.
That qualified.
No, they got backed out by Uzbekistan in the late stages of the qualifying rounds. Hot for Teacher. So, all right, well, good luck to Brian playing himself today in this first game. The second game tonight is in Guadalajara, Korea versus Czechia. Oh,
well, that's you, right?
That's me. Who's got Korea?
I've
Look
got,
out.
I've
You've got Korea
I've
in the
got
other
Korea
thing.
In my other, my bar pool, yeah.
Owen has him in this.
Oh, he got them.
212,
here,
yeah. The 212 pick. The 2-3 turn versus my Czechia that I picked in the third round. I love the World Cup. I hope it doesn't get dumb with politics stuff and whatever else. But I will watch. And Owen said the same thing. He was walking out. He told me. He said the same thing getting home and watching this game. I will watch as much of it as I can. The flags today, the opening ceremony, Bocelli's up there singing. How could he not be moved? I was moved. Like, just, it's the Olympics, if only soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited about it. So those are the two games today. One underway. It's 1-0 Mexico first half. Tomorrow is USA Paraguay at night, preceded by the game in Toronto, Canada and Bosnia Herzegovina. That's you.
That's me in this thing. No, that's me in
the other thing.
The other thing. So all right.
Survivor thing, this other thing, our thing.
Yeah.
It's going to get
What time
pretty
is
convoluted.
That Canada Bosnia Herzegovina game?
Maybe 3?
Oh, just like today. Okay, good.
The map I have, it's really small. I got to try to zoom in on it.
Well, good. I'm just looking for there to be games on while we're here. That's all. Not that I couldn't watch it if it started at 6, say, but, you know, fine.
3 tomorrow, I believe, is correct.
All right.
And then USA, I think, is at 9.
Right. I knew that. Yep.
At 4 today, Dan Leberfeld on the Jets and their offseason. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Sal Capaccio later today, too. This is WGR.